So, Shelby, lots going on in the news, and you were talking about this article that you read. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I came across some like genuine clickbait. I was reading another article. It was a few weeks ago. I noticed a little pop-up about Prince Harry getting serious with Meghan Markle.
I know where we're going. Right, Meghan Markle. From Suits, right?
Yeah, I guess. Because I had to Google her. And the reason I did that was because I looked at her and went, what is she? When I say, what is she? It came out of a recognizing myself.
Okay.
I was like, oh, she's mixed with something. I don't know what it is. And then I thought, oh, is there a mixed girl that's about ready to become royalty?
Right.
I was reading about her and trying to figure out who she is and what her racial background was.
Mm-hmm.
And found a really great article that she wrote for Elle back in 2015. And it's titled, Meghan Markle, I'm More Than an Other. Suits star Meghan Markle on creating her identity and finding her voice as a mixed race woman.
Okay.
So what caught my eye about that was that Meghan refers to herself as a mixed race woman, which was a choice that I made when I was in high school.
Okay. So that's what you identify with?
Black, I don't just white. Say I'm black. I don't just say I'm white. I don't just say I'm Native American. I think for purposes of our show, you'll hear me say I'm black. I'm an African American woman. But in most settings, I want to own every piece of myself, so
absolutely,
I identify as mixed. Anyway, so I was reading this article, and she talked about this experience that she had where there was a mandatory census, and she had to complete this, and one of the things was that she had to check one box to indicate her ethnicity, whether it was white, black, Hispanic, or Asian.
Right.
And she said she was just genuinely confused. She didn't know which box to check, and asked her teacher, and they said that she should check the Caucasian box because that's how you look, Meghan. And then she had this moment where she put down her pen, not as an act of defiance, but rather as a symptom of her confusion, that she couldn't bring herself to do that, to picture the pit in her belly sadness her mother would feel if she were to find out.
Wow.
So feeling like she had to deny half of who she was, that she was being asked to do that. So that got me realizing that she and I share a really similar experience.
Okay.
So when you hear me say that I'm a mixed race woman, that came because of the first experience that I really had where I felt that I was discriminated against.
Right.
And that was when I wanted to switch schools. When I was in high school, I wanted to go to West High for 1 year just to experience what it was like to be in a different school.
Right.
And at the time, the Sioux City schools had an open enrollment policy that had certain conditions.
Okay.
So on that application, I checked, because it does ask for ethnicity, and I put white, black, Indian.
Oh, so you put them all.
I put all three. That's me.
Right.
And my transfer was denied.
Really?
Yeah, it was. And that was really hard for me. Well, it was the first time somebody had told me I couldn't do something because of the color of my skin. And let me just say this, that it was denied because I was going from a school with less minorities. At the time, East High had 8% minority.
Okay.
To a school with more minorities, which West High had 32% minorities. And the other thing is that I tested well. I got good grades. I was attentive. I was really active in school. So what that said about the numbers at East High was that though you have few minorities, you do well with them, right? So I was a valuable number, and
absolutely,
to lose that.
And we want to keep you there.
Yeah. And I mean, that changed the way that I saw the world around me for years to come.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so I was thinking with our show, what if we had this conversation? What if we talked to like anybody and everybody about their experience of checking the box?
Absolutely. So I think that's interesting. So with that, this checking the box is huge. It's a big thing.
Well, we all have to do it, right?
Yeah.
And so let's give the benefit of the doubt and talk about why. Why do we check the box? Oftentimes, in my experience, checking the box has to do with identifying people and demographics that could benefit from government funding to help that particular group.
Absolutely. Classification purposes all the way around. So it could be good, but then we also know that from a historical text that it had some derogatory meanings, so that it classified you in such a way that there was harm brought to you.
Yeah. Well, and I think that that's still, in my experience, lives with us to this day.
Right.
I don't know. Do you ever feel suspicious when you have to check the box?
Absolutely. All the time. I mean, because there's so much that comes with it.
Yeah.
And so when you check it, whether it be on a loan application or whatever, okay, am I not going to get this because I checked this?
Yeah.
And now I've often wondered, I have mixed kids. And so I told them, hey, you know what? Don't ever deny who you are. And so your Hispanic mother and your Black father, you check both. And so it's actually kind of nice to have someone right here in front of me that I can say, hey, so, you know, how did you feel, you know, when you have to check that? So it's great to hear this story as it relates to Megan and yourself, because so many times we want to put you in the other. Or we want to make you only choose one way.
Yeah, choose one way. You know, I was told to choose one when I was in grade school. When I was taking the Iowa test of basic skills, my teacher told me, she said, pick whichever one you're most. And then I had to like.
And in grade school, do you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, my father's Black. My mom is Black, white, and Native American.
Okay. So you got like a third in there,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So my grandfather is white. So that makes my mom half. And then my grandmother, you know what I mean? Like I was like seriously like trying to do fractions in the fourth grade. Like I was like, to, I
before
think
you take the ITBS.
I'm like,
test.
I think it's above my mathematical
take
skills.
Take a test to take a test.
To know. Exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
But that's so awesome. I believe that checking the box. There are so many elements to checking a box, whether it be race, whether it be gender, whatever it may be. And so I'm looking forward to really, really
diving into it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, sheesh. Yeah, we do it for race. We do it for gender. We do it for criminal history. We do it for so many things. And if you carry one of those things, how does it make you feel? Get into it.
Tune in next week when Shelby and I talk with Natalie Seguro in our new series, Checking the Box.
Were there any boxes that you had to check for Adelaya?
Yeah, there was a few pages with two or three boxes on most of the pages, actually.
Okay. If you filled out a form and you've gotten to the race section, definitely listen in.
Definitely. Because everybody's checked a box, right?
Everybody's checked a box.
I'm Mike Rafer.
And I'm Shelby Pierce. We are not a monolith.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes, little boxes, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university and they all got put in boxes, little boxes all the same. And there's doctors and there's lawyers and business executives and they all get put in boxes and they all come out the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink they're martini dry and they all have pretty children and the children go to school and the children go to summer camp and then to the university and they all get put in boxes and they all come out the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family and they all get put in boxes, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one and they all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.